The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Now, a major survey of Irish people by the Good Information Project, it has found that as a nation, we are hugely supportive of our membership of the European Union. But when people were asked follow-up questions, it emerged that very few are unsure what membership involves or how it actually works. Well, Deirdre Clune is a Fine Gael MEP for the Southern Region. She joins me now. Deirdre, you're welcome to this show. I mean, this is kind of a broad question, but what has the EU ever done for us?
What has the EU done for us? Well, I suppose the fact that we're a small country member of the European Union, we benefit from all the advantages of protection of consumer rights. Sorry, I think there's an announcement in the background there. But we have lots of support. I mean, if you look at the workplace, there's more support for workers in the workplace since we joined. There was a time, 1973, if you were working in the public service as a woman, you couldn't continue in your workplace after being married. So that's banned. It's a long time ago, 50 years ago. But there's been much progress as well in the whole area of workers' rights. They've improved in terms of, better working conditions, working hours, breaks, holiday time. All those have come in because we're members of the European Union. Gender equality in the workplace is there now because members of the European Union, and indeed the move to improve pay conditions, the equal pay for equal work, more transparency in that area. Recently, we've the directive on women on boards, to 40% of women on boards in the private sector that would be female. So there's lots of that area. If you look at air passenger rights, your flight is cancelled, they're all, you get support, you get compensation and or a refund, and they're all because of being members of the European Union.
So a lot of the terms and conditions of our employment or our consumer rights, while they might be kind of written into Irish law, few people are aware that they're actually coming from Europe. They exist because Europe is directing our legislators to impose these rules.
Well, that's right. They exist because we're members of the European Union, and these have been decided as being important for European citizens, workers' rights. They're important. I mean, but I wouldn't say because Europe directs us to do it. We're part of that process ourselves. I mean, our government ministers are sitting around the table making decisions based on whatever area, be it transport, workers' rights, consumer rights, consumer protection. And you have members of the European Parliament as well that approve legislation in our name. So it's not exactly common. We're part of the decision making.
Yeah. Ah, no, I accept that. I wasn't trying to imply it was some sort of kind of dictatorial system that we were in. Yeah. Rather just the source of a lot of the legislation, the original source. Do you think, though, we could do a better job of explaining it to people? Or maybe do we do a bad job because it's actually a difficult thing to explain?
Well, it is a difficult thing to explain, but I think look at the point in case Brexit, it showed exactly what it means to be members of the European Union for the Irish. If you mean you're going to have a passport now to move freely across Europe, if you're outside of the European Union, you don't have the same rights. Our businesses wouldn't have the same access to the single market that is the European Union. I mean, investment in agriculture in Cork, there's a strong dairy sector, strong agricultural sector, and the money that the support given to farmers to keep them producing food is really important. We wouldn't have that if we weren't members of the European Union. So I suppose we need to be reminded. And then as well, here you have all the investment that's in Cork and in Ireland because we're members of the European Union and some of places like Apple, who have over 6,000 employees in Cork, this large pharmaceutical company, the ICT sector there. They're investing because we're members of the European Union. We're in Europe. We're English speaking, and they want to be. They want to be there. So it's not because we're Ireland. It's more important. It's because we're members of the European Union.
Well, you mentioned farming in Cork and dairy farming in particular. Alan and Valerie Kingston of Glenillan Farms are going to be joining me after this. A very quick break. Deirdre, pleasure as always. Deirdre Clude is Fine Gael MEP for the Southern Region. Stay with us. Back in a moment.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.